Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Diane von Furstenberg. She's a fashion legend, the designer who created the iconic wrap dress. Maybe you've got one in your closet. By the way, the Smithsonian has one too. That's how important it is in the world of fashion. Interview magazine calls her America's fashion godmother, complete with an immigrant story. Diane von Furstenberg arrived, suitcase full of dress samples, in New York in the early 1970s, and just a handful of years later, she was on the cover of Newsweek magazine. The company that bears her name, DVF, is now a global luxury fashion brand. Von Furstenberg is also an outspoken and influential mentor. Today, she's in Boston, delivering a keynote address at the Massachusetts Conference for Women. We caught up with her just before she took the stage to speak to the conference's 10,000 attendees. Well, first of all, let me ask you, you are here at the conference at an extraordinary moment in history when issues important to women are being discussed unlike they've ever been discussed before. So what is your message for the women who are hearing you today?
Well, my message to women in general, my you know, how I use my voice to women is to really give them as much confidence as possible. And it's not like I have a recipe. It's the confidence and the strength is inside the woman. I just kind of unleash it. Because I have yet to meet a woman who is not strong. They don't exist. But sometimes a brother, a father, a husband, a religion, and very, very often ourselves, we don't want to show our strength because we want our men to feel big or whatever. And then we forget we are strong. And then all of a sudden a tragedy happened. And miraculously, the strength comes out, and it's always the woman, you know, who takes over and who saves the situation. So it's always a good reminder that, you know, to know that you're strong before any tragedy happens. So that's one thing. But now, of course, you know, so it's about that. It's about all of that, mm-hmm. that I share my mother's experience, who was a survivor of the Holocaust. My mother was 13 months in a concentration camp in Auschwitz, mm-hmm. and she survived. And of course, you know, she used to say, God saved my life so that I can give you life. And by giving you life, you gave me my life back, and you are my torch of freedom. So this, the torch of freedom, is what was put in my hands mm-hmm. when I was a child. So being independent was extremely important for me, and I became independent, and I became not only independent, but I became very successful, and all that through a little dress.
Right. And so, Ms. von Furstenberg, may I interrupt just for a moment? Because I definitely want to ask you more about your mother in just a second, but I'm curious regarding sort of this issue of
sexual... No, I'm getting there.
No, but I was going to ask you about sexual harassment and whether or not at any time in your career you had encountered
there. So, because of the dress... That happened at the time. It became very much the dress of the movement of liberation, women's liberation. It happened at the same time, and I was completely a feminist. I always was a feminist, but I have to say that I was brought up in another generation, and therefore I took it for granted, and I accepted that being a woman, you got your period every month, and you got groped all the time. That was just part of being a woman. And then you defend yourself however you can, and that was that. But now I realize that, no, it shouldn't be like that. And I applaud the women who speak, because we should not be treated as meat. And you can flirt, and you can seduce, and you can do all of that, but you cannot abuse your power and assume that touching, when not wanting to be touched, is something you can do.
Mm-hmm. So that had happened to you. I mean, I take your point that at the time
it has happened to every woman.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a woman that it hasn't happened to. But so much is buried in our memory. I didn't even remember. Recently, I remembered a lot of them that I didn't. I just took it for granted that this happened. But of course, I only had two bosses, and it was before I was 22. And after that, I didn't have a boss. I was my own boss.
Right.
So I wasn't in a situation that, you know, my boss abused his power and I was afraid I needed the job because I had children at home. I wasn't in that position. I did have, though, early in my career, a boss that was very, I mean, that came very, very strong on me, and I had to defend myself and so on. But eventually I turned him around, and he did become a mentor, and he did become a very important mentor in my life. So, but those are things that women know how to do, but, you know, not always.
Yeah. You know, Ms. von Furstenberg, you are absolutely right to point out that you haven't had that many bosses because you've been extraordinarily successful in your career. I mean, you had children, married, moved to America, started your business, bought your apartment on Fifth Avenue, were on the cover of Newsweek, all before you were 30 years old. I mean, when you look back at that time period, are you astonished by how much you accomplished?
Well, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I feel so, I can relate so well with the millennials today, because I was what they want to be. So I was lucky. I was very lucky to do things very, very early, because then you have room to make many mistakes after that, which clearly I made, and then you have the ups and downs about your life and the successes and the failures and the diseases and all of the things that happen in a lifetime. But my big advice always is you have to make sure to always remember that the most important thing in life is the relationship with yourself. Because if you have that, any relationship after that is a plus and not a minor and not a must, because being needy is not attractive.
Right.
And then the other thing that I think is important to remember, and it's something that I preach, which doesn't mean, by the way, that I always practice, is that when you doubt your power, you give power to your doubts.
I see. You know, how much of this wisdom that you have has come from your mother and her experience and her strength? I was incredibly moved.
So much.
Yeah. I was moved, so moved by hearing you tell us that she called you her torch of freedom. Tell us more about her.
And it's very funny because now at the end of my life, I just turned 70. I am the godmother of the Statue of Liberty, because we're raising money to build a museum there. And so it's funny that my mother said the torch of freedom, and now I'm taking care of Lady Liberty and her torch.
Yeah. I mean, your mother was, I was seeing that when she was liberated from Auschwitz, she was just 49 pounds. I mean, the horrors she must have experienced are unimaginable. It just tells more about her and her character and her spirit.
No, but the most incredible thing about that is she could not move. I mean, her weight was less than what her bones should be. And when she had to fill the paper to, you know, about her identity, so which I found later, it says her name, her last name, her first name, her address, and then it said state of health. And although she could not move and she weighed 49 pounds, she wrote excellent health.
Huh. Wow.
She refused to be a victim. She just always refused to be a victim. And that is why she survived.
And as you grew and your career flourished, was she was able to witness much of that?
Oh, yes, yes. She only died 16 years ago.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And what did she tell you about the difference you were making?
No, she was proud of me. My mother was a tiger mom. She was tough, you know. If I was afraid of the dark, she'd put me in the dark. She'd probably go to jail today. So, But she was proud of me, and we had a good relationship. But when you have a very, very strong mother, you kind of, you know, you push against that. It's only when they are gone that you let it go and you can show your total admiration. And that is absolutely normal. I have the same thing with my... I spent last night, one of my granddaughters at RISD here in Providence, so I had a sleepover with her last night, and I was telling her, oh, it's so much fun to be with my granddaughter because you're so much less strict than my daughter, you know, because... And she laughed. She said, you know, we are a family of generation after generation of women who give advice, and everybody takes, you know, their advice as such pearl of wisdom. But when it's your mother, it's annoying until your mother is no longer there, and then you get worse than she was.
Absolutely. You know, this is making so much sense now, because I'm thinking of a line that I've heard you say before, that the kind of woman you design for is independent, beautiful, and in charge of her life. Now, I think I'm in charge of her life. That's right. It seems so. Now it's making sense where this drive and this design sense comes from.
Yes. No, it's very much important to be in charge of your life. That nothing is more important than that. Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, I just have one more question for you, because I'm constantly looking for inspiration from great, you know, leaders and pathbreakers such as yourself. So here you are at this stage in your career. What excites you now? What gives you joy now?
Well, the thing that how I would like to focus my next act and the winter of my life, the autumn and the winter of my life, is by using my voice. You see, when you have been successful, two things happen. Once, you are financially independent, and two, you have a voice. And when you have a voice, it's important. So what I want to do is I want to use my voice, my experience, my knowledge, my wisdom, and weave it into a fabric of support and sharing and compassion and, most of all, of impact.
Yeah. So I've just enough time to ask you one more question, and then I promise you I'll stop. Can you tell me the story about the dress? I mean, how did you come up with this idea? It is an icon of fashion now.
Oh, it's a long story. It started with the fabric and with the printing. And at first, it was a little wrap top, and then I turned it into a dress. But the wrap dress is really like a kimono. It's a dress that doesn't have a zipper or buttons.
Yeah.
It's a dress that crisscrossed. What was different about mine is it was made out of jersey fabric, and therefore it molded the body. And furthermore, it was printed. And my prints are always somewhat a little feline because of their movement. And so it made the woman feel, you know, dressed and proper, but at the same time very sensual. And one person once told me, what I love about your dresses is that you get the guys and the mothers don't mind.
Well, Diane von Furstenberg, it's been such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Diane von Furstenberg is founder of the DVF Global Luxury Fashion Brand. She's creator of the wrap dress and chair of the Council of Fashion Designers of America. She spoke with us today just before giving a keynote address at the Massachusetts Conference for Women.